Oh, Malay, Rav Abba, the Rav Ashi, so Rav is that Rav Ashi, Midi Bikpeda, took on a spur of this. Midi Bikpeda, Tal Yimilsa, this totally an Akpodi over here. Like, what did I do with Akpodi? Midi Bikpeda, Tal Yimilsa, Rashi says, Bitmiya, Kivun the Tairish and Bentayim, Toirois, since after the first washing, it's Tor, Alma, Lav Damu, he says, Nadam, so why has it become Tomi later? What kind of spur is this? Omele Rabal Ravashi, Midi Bikpeda, Tal Yimilsa, what kind of spur is this? Omele said back to him, in yes. The Tanya learned like this. Rabbi Chiyah says, Dam Hanido, in the case we know there was Vaday Dam Hanido that went on the Beged, so the Beged is Vaday Tomei. The locker is Mavur Olav Zayin Samonim. You have right to wash it off now with these seven Samonim, seven cleaning things. Or Mavatloi, and that's Mavatl the Dam, that if the whole stain comes out, very good. And even if there's some stain left in it, still we say Yemavatl it, and as if the dam is not there anymore. So now you can put it into the mikvah, become Torah. The question is, Vamai, why? Hodam nidahu. Why do I say if the stain is still there? It could become Torah now, because you washed it, so what? But we know for sure the dam nidahu, it should still be Tomei. Alma, what do we have to say? We see from here, that Bikpeda tal yimilsa, that Lamaisa, since you are Mavatlet, since you washed it off, and for you, you're satisfied the way it is right now, it's like you are Mavatlet, you're not Makbara anymore, therefore it could become Tor. So you see, it's totally if you're Makbara or not. His Ochanam in our case also, Bikpeda Tal Yimilsa. And the Bataius explains, the Pshat is that even before, when you took the science of Ammonim, and it did not come off, it's not Vada itself, it's still a Suffolk. We're only Mitayir it if you're not Makbid, so that's like a Dittel. But here, when now you became Makbara upon it bothers you, that's why you washed it off a second time and it came off. So you see, it really bothers you. So therefore, Bakpoda Tal Yimilsa said there was no bittul on it until you took it off the second time. Therefore, B'shas, you washed it the second time, it's like your makbid on it then. So the dam has a loch of dam tomei, and therefore the beggar is tomei until you put it into the mikvah. For it is totally Bak Bekpeda. Tanan Hosom, went over there, Mishnah Kalim, Tanan Hosom, Chalsin, that's an earthly kli, Shinishtamash Ben Zav. That a person was a Zav, used it like a bowl to be matlas meraglam into urine there. And the urine of the Zav is an avatuma. Shebolo mashkin, that chasin was beleya, it absorbed some of the meraglam. So it has tuma inside it. And now v'noflu liavaratana, this kli cheres, even though it's dried out, it falls into the air of an oven. A tana that's also kli cheres. And the Kli Cheres, who knows, Mekabel Tumah Me'aviroi, inside the Kli. So this Cheres now that has the blue, has an absorbance inside of the urine of the Zav, which is an Avatuma, is inside the Av of the Tana. So it says now, V'husa Katana, and the heat is up this oven. So Lokariyas HaTana Tomei, the Tana now becomes Tomei. Why? She'soif Mashka Lotzeis. So now that you heated it up, so this Cheres, this piece of earthly Kli that's inside it, when it gets heated, will let out the drops of meraglam that has inside it. So therefore, when the tumah comes out, there'll be metama, the tanner. Therefore, the tanner becomes tummy. That's what says in this braisa. So on this, Omer Shloka says, Loshonu was only learned this braisa, the tanner becomes tummy, Elo Loshonu Elo Mashkim Kalam. Only if what went inside this charsin was only mashkin kalim, was only mashkin tomei, but avo mashkin chamurim. But if what went inside this charsis was really mashkin chamurim, like the meraglam of the zav, then he holds a shlokish tomei apafish lehusakataner. Then the tanner would become tomei, even though you did not heat up the oven, because even though it's not soifalosis right now, but since it could come out, it's enough to give it a shame tumor right now. But it's tumor belua, even though right now the urine is absorbed inside the klicheris, and even though it's not coming up right now, it's not heated up right now, but since it could come out, therefore right now it's also considered that the tumor is here, and therefore be metama, the tanner, even though it's not heated up. So Rashi says, what Shlokesh means to say is loishonu. Ho diktona, that thing we learned, husakin lehusak leon, because the tanner was heated up. Kozeman shein if loyin bechasas ain matam mash for kozeman it's belu, it's absorbed inside the klicheres, is not matam anything. That's only if what's inside is mashkim kalim, which is not a Navatuma. Let's see only the Dumoyis Einoi, or Sadama Gavtoi, or else Oimer Raglaim the Tomim Ace. The Mer Raglaim of a person that's only a Tomim Ace, that his Mashkin is not a Navatuma, it's only like a Rishon Latuma, or else of Tomim Sheretz. For such a case there, even when you're Masik and you heat up the oven, and the Mashkin comes out of it, is not mitama the tana midiraisa, because mashkin is not mitama kli midiraisa. It's only midirabonim that it's tamei. So therefore, since it's only midirabonim anyway, there we say it's only tamei if you heat up the oven and the mashkin really comes out. But if the mashkin does not come out, since what's inside is only tumi midirabonim, it'll only be mitama the tana midirabonim. Therefore, it's not mitama. But in the case where what was inside it was mamish the miraglaim of the zav, that there the miraglaim of the zav is navatuma. That has occurred to Matama the Kli, so then Mashpakas holds, even though you do not heat up the Kli, and even though the Mashka that's absorbed does not come out of the Kli, still the Kli is Matama the Tanner, since it's Seifel Lotzos Adeat Chak, even it's called the Mashka, it's called the Tuma right now. That's Mashpakas. Rabbi Yechon says, no, Rabbi Yechon and Omar, Echod Mashkin Kalim, whether it was absorbed in this Kli Cheris, was Stam Mashkin, that's only Tomei, Rishon the Tuma, like the Demoyes Einoi or the Meraglaim of a Tumim Eis, the Yechod Mashkin Chamur, or whether it was really the Meraglaim of a Zav, but the Navatum itself, still in both cases, Im Husaka Tanarin, if you heat up the Tanar, that the juice will come out of this Klicheris, then it's Matam of the Tanar. Im Husaka Tanarin, I Loi Lug, if you're not Husaka the Tanar, then no, then you don't say it. That's for Shlokin, the stint is Tumah Blua right now. It has no Tumah. Tumah Blua is not Metama, only when it comes out. So on this Eitzvei, Rabbi Yechon and Rosh Lakish. Rabbi Yechon has a question to Rosh Lakish. It says, in Amishnah, it's Filu. If they were Toivol, this Kli, the Shmata that has a, the Begolim that has a Kesem on it. The Yosagav of Tyrus, and then she worked with Tyrus with this Kli. The overall of Zion Samonim, and then they tested it out with these seven types of sods for Loy Ovar, and the tumor does not come out, the dam did not come out. Sarez et Savo, you have read to say it was only dye, and therefore Tyrus of Tyrus, that any Tyrus you work with it remains Tor, the Begit is Tor. The answer last, but you don't have to be table of either. So Rashi says like this. Something that seeped in, that cannot come out, only a day of chak, is called tor. So therefore, Mishu Machet, Lin Lukula, Vermina, we say it's a tsevahu, and it's tovar. Why? Because even though it's a sulfate, maybe it's dam, but kivon, this dam is nivla kokach, that the stem of Salmonim can't take it out, that's called zoroni kamala day of chak. And therefore, even though the dam is there, but it's called dam balu, it's tor. So it's good, of course, of Yerchanim, while we say all the Tyrus that she worked with is Beged, is Tor, because even outside there is Dam, there's Dam Balua, which is Tor. But according to you, Rosh Lakish, that you say no, even Dam that's Balua, if it's a Tumah Midiraisa, it'll be Tumah even though it doesn't come out now, since it could come out of the Chak. So you also, since I date Sofon, you could get it out, Lechur, why the Tyrus Tor, the Tyrus should be Tumah. So Shlokas stands back and says, no, Amalera, Shlokas stands back and says, Hanach Liksomim, leave over this kasha from this Beged that had a blood stain on it, that has a kestim on it. The Rabbonin, because it's only Tumim with the Rabbonin, because we don't know in the first place for sure that this Dam is Dam that came out from what that says Dam Nidah. It's a Safag where it came from. And Midirais really will make her to say she's Torah. It's only with the Rabbonin that she's Tumim. Because this is only Tumim with the Rabbonin. Here Shlokas agrees that Tumah Blue is Torah. Yoni says it by Tumah Diraisa, that's where he says Tumah Blue is still Tumah. But the Eksamim is only Midirabonin, and Rashi says the Midiraisa, Achetir Mepsara. Midiraisa, she's only Tumah, she really sees the Dam coming out. Because much she does not see the Dam coming out, she's not Tumah Midiraisa. Now the Mor says, Iva Tony Rabbechia learned that the Dam HaNido Vada, in case the Isha knows for sure she saw Dam Nido, and it went on a Beged. So the Beged is Tomei Na Midiraisa, and the Dam itself is a Navatuma. So how do we make it Tor? So Rabbi Chiya says, Mav Rol of Zayim Samonim, you have right to wash it off with these seven different types of suds. Or Mavatla, you Mavatla the Dam, and if it comes off completely, very good. Even if it doesn't come off, still it becomes Botol, and you can put it into the Mikveh now. So, Luchur again, you see, you can Mavatla the Dam. So Meinte so, Amalei said back to him, listen, Rebbe Lashon, Rebbe did not learn this Mishnah, this Braisa. Shabachim in Olei. How does Rebbe know this? So Rashi learned what the Kasha was, I have a hoch, the Vade Dam, who here is for sure Dam. And still Metarin Elei, Mishum de Nivlo, Kokach, it blew inside the Beged. And even though it could come out at Eitz Ofen, because even though something that could come out, so of course the Kasha and Rashlokish, still we see it's Tor. Or could become Torah. Rabbi Shlakish will learn that since Rabbi did not learn this in the Mishnah anymore, it's like a wrong. It's not a right halacha. Malan says, "Eifu Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish." Rabbi Yochanan has a kasha to Rabbi Shlakish. Says halacha, "Ravi is dam." Shenivla babayi is a ravi is of dam of a mace that was blew or got absorbed in the house. Shlakish is abayis tamei. The abayis is tamei. Rashi says, "Reviyas dam shomeis is matama b'yoyel." So bayis tamer, she says, "Kli bayis tamein b'yoyel." Any kli inside the house becomes tamei. Also tumas oil, since the reviyas of a dam, that's like a meis is there. That's the loch reviyas dam shenivla b'bayis is a bayis tamei. And the Amri law, another brayse says, the Amri law, they say no, ha bayis tor, that the bayis remains tor. And the verse says, "Lepli is no machlekes." One is talking about the kelim was there at the beginning when Revius Adam first came into the bayis, so everything became tamei. And the second verse says the kelim is tamei after the dam was absorbed in the house, so it's not there anymore. So now new kelim that came in now they remain tamei, because the dam is blue inside the bayis is not tamei anymore. Therefore, the new kelim remain tamei. Nivla b'ksus, what's in it, the dam got absorbed inside clothing. So im mischabeses v'yaitzim emen reviyas dam, if you could wash it, and reviyas dam would still come out of it, and then tumeya. V'yim lav teira. But if you can't have this much, if we don't reviyas by stam washing it, then it's tor, then it's tor. So Rashi says, v'yim lav teira, v'yafagav reviyas shleim enivla, even though there is reviyas dam in the beged. Amo, what do we see? Belua. Shen yochalotas lehegye ele deat chak, because they are date sofa nafka kula katoni teira. Till it says it's Torah, so it's called the kashin rosh lakish. Here it's smash, but once it's belua, and you can't get it out, only a day at chak, it's called bottle, it's called Torah, not like rosh lakish says. So my answer, the rosh lakish came to back, I'm Rav Kano, I'll tell you, mikula reviya shonakan. This is lakish talking about a special lakha of reviya zama, it's only toni midrabon, not midiraisa, therefore we'll make a love here. And Shani Dam Tfusa the Rabbonin. He's only talking about Dam Tfusa, which is only with the Rabbonin. So Rashi says, "Hi Revius the Mekilim Bo, Loi Bebo," not that it came really from a mace, because that's an Isidi Raisa. Then Mashloka Shol, since it could come out, it's not bottle. But he was talking about rather Dam Tfusa, which is a Shaila that Revius Dam came out when the person was alive and then he was dying. And we do not know when it came out, when he was alive, when he's dead. That's only a suffix to the Rabbonin, therefore we could be make what to say, once it's Balua, it's Tor. The Enechnami and Dam Diraisa, the Locha may be like Rosh Lakish, that it would not be bottle. Now the Gemara says the opposite. Eisvei Rosh Lakish Rav Yechanan, Rosh Lakish is Kashat Rav Yechanan. Says the Locha Kola Balua, anything that's absorbed, any tumor that's absorbed. Kola Balua Sheini Yacholot, they cannot come out, is Tor. Then remains Tor. Mash Mazoho Yacholot is Tomei. But as long as it could come out, no matter how, it remains tamei. The afa gav the loinofik, even though it didn't come out yet, but since it could come out, the mashmitz tamei. So it's a kashin of Yechonin says only if you put it into the tanner and the dam and the mashka comes out. But the fact that it could come out is not enough. And here it's mashmitz. The fact that it could come out is enough to make a tumah. So it answers like this. Omer apopopop is like this. Kol heichod den yocholot says. Any term is a tumor cannot come out. And below hikpud, all the person is not makbid, doesn't care the way it is, like the dam is in there, is not makbid. The riakel, tor, everybody, even Rosh Lakish would agree that the beggar remains tor, or you could put him to the mikvah now. What's going to be yochol? Lot says it could go out. The hikpud, all of you makbid, you want to get out. The riakel, tome, everybody agrees also it's tome, if you makbid on it. So this even the Yechol would agree to. So that's what the last Bryce it says, kol abluish, and yochol is a tor. But mashmir v'kut kemaras tamei means where the person is makbid. So even if Yochanan would agree there, that's taka tamei. Keep pligi, where's the machlek is, to Yochol lotzis, where it could come out, but lohit, but all of he's not makbid, he doesn't care the way it is now. that Masov are Rish Lakish holds Kivan the Yocholot, since the tumor could come out, Afagab Lehikbarolov, even though he's not Makbet, even though he doesn't care that it stays there, so it's Tomei, since it could come out. Masov, Rabbi Yechon holds no, Afagab the Yocholot, even though it could come out, even Afagab the Yocholot says, but still,